Now, breaking news from WTOP.
There has been a decision this morning from the D.C. Public Service Commission about the Pepco-Exelon merger. Let's get a live report now. WTOP's Kate Ryan watching the proceedings. Kate, what can you tell us?
That's right. Well, cheers went up initially when the members of the commission decided to reject the deal as submitted. But then they held a second vote, which included provisions that would change the agreement and make it more palatable to the commission. That was voted 2-1. But it still means that the deal that Pepco hoped to strike has been rejected. Now what has to happen is the conditions that the regulators laid down have to go back to Exelon and Pepco. They have to see what they can do to meet those conditions to make this thing go through. So right now, this deal is not dead yet, but it has been rejected as originally submitted. So again, the deal continues to be up in the air. Basically, what ratepayers have to know is there's not an end to this story yet. But again, the commission said, look, we've got conditions that have to be met. You come back to us and say if you can meet them. So again, we have a 2-1 vote to reject what Pepco wanted originally, but the deal is not dead.
Kate, you've been following this for quite some time. Does this sound like the provisions that the Public Service Commission wants Exelon to accept? Does it sound like something that the merged utilities could accept?
Well, I have to tell you, we just spoke to Vince Morris, who is Pepco's spokesman, and he said until they get a chance to look at these conditions, they don't know, bottom line. Now, Exelon wanted this deal wrapped up by March 4th. They set that as a sort of drop-dead deadline. We've got to know what our story is. Pepco has to go back to them and say, well, we have these conditions laid down. What do you think?
Do we know, Kate, what any of these conditions are, what they consist of?
Yeah, and forgive me because I'm just literally seeing them pop up.
Yeah, that's okay. Take your time.
Some of the conditions would deal with the solar energy aspect of this would not go into Pepco's hands, but somebody else would handle that. Mm-hmm. A decision on a $25 million customer base rate credit would be held off until the PSC takes a look at it in the future. There are two more conditions here, creating an escrow fund with subaccounts at Pepco to hold $32 million of that $72 million customer investment fund. And the fourth condition here is striking as premature the provisions regarding Pepco's role with the district to develop what they call public purpose microgrids. So again, it has to deal with some of these environmental programs that DC really wants to control. Again, we'll get more details as they become available for you. But right now, bottom line, this is still in play. This deal is still in play.
As you listen to the discussion of the Public Service Commission during their meeting, Kate, does it appear that they were at all swayed by what Mayor Bowser had negotiated with the utility to try to make this deal more acceptable to D.C. officials?
Actually, it would appear not to be the case. Again, they didn't like it. The first vote was a rejection of the deal as submitted, and that included some of these negotiations by the Bowser administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Chairman Kane made it very clear that she was the vote that wanted to reject the deal completely. She made it clear that she still doesn't find this to be in the public interest. There's just not enough there for her to convince her that this is good for D.C. residents.
All right. Kate Ryan doing great job covering this breaking story for us from the D.C. Public Service Commission. Again, the Pepco-Exelon merger still in play. We'll bring you more information throughout the day. Stay with us.
WTOP now at 10:44.